Blog Talk Radio.
Anoint your word, anoint every listener, Father God. Father God, make us just ever more sensitive to you. Give us how we're to walk, how we're to talk, Father God. And just, Lord God, I want you just to encourage your people this morning. Father God, stir up the Holy Ghost on the inside. Father God, let the fire burn down deep in us, Lord God, and let the waters of the Holy Ghost flow, Father God. And Lord, we thank you now. We thank you, God, for watching over your word to perform it. And Lord, bless now and anoint this time. Let this be a blessed time. We give it to you now. We thank you and we praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, on our last broadcast, we began by talking about the baptism in the Holy Ghost, and we shared several scriptures we want to pick right back up and want to talk about Jesus and his role and how the Holy Spirit affected his life. And going all the way back to, first of all, let me just read our theme scripture that we began with when we began this teaching, and it's Acts 1 and 8. It says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Praise the Lord. And so when the Holy Ghost comes, amen, he endues us with power. Amen. Power and authority according to the word of God. Jesus has given us authority even to proclaim his name. We have authority to decree and declare the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you begin to put the word of God in the atmosphere, praise God, that's life, and it's power behind that. Amen. Praise God. That's why we have to be careful how we talk and what we say. Amen. That our words are seasoned. Praise the Lord. That we just don't act any kind of way. And the Holy Ghost will begin to shave off things in our lives that should not be there. Praise God. So, you know, the Holy Ghost comes for various reasons. Yes, he endues us with power, but he also leads us and guides us into all truth. He gives us instruction, praise the Lord. He gives us wisdom to handle situations and circumstances, praise the Lord. He'll speak a word in season. The Lord will speak to you, beloved, right when you don't know what to do, which way to turn. He will give you what to do. And this is why it's so important to stay, keep your relationship with the Lord, amen, up and where it should be. Spend quality time with the Lord, amen, in prayer and in the word, praise God, because the word is what's going to carry us. The word is what's going to see us through in this hour, in this time. So he says, "You shall receive power." Amen. That's dunamis. Amen. It's life. It's miracle-working power, life-changing power. And God comes to bring change in our lives. And this is a season of change. This is a season of growth. Praise the Lord. This is a season and an hour, glory to God, where God is doing many, many things for the body of Christ. Praise God. So we are excited about the Lord and what he's doing for us. But now Jesus was the first to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I don't know if we really realize that, but he was. He was an example. Praise God. He was a perfect example of what we're to do. Amen. He showed us. Amen. And going back to Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, it says, "And Jesus, when he was baptized," excuse me, "went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" And I believe we read on the last broadcast, John, chapter 1, verses 31 through 34, that speaks along the same lines. So when Jesus came up out of the water, the Holy Ghost descended in the form of a dove, and it lightened on him. But God spoke and said he was pleased with him. Praise God. So Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. He didn't get him without measure. In other words, he was full of God. He was God and man, amen, but he had to be full of the Holy Ghost to do the works that Jesus, that God wanted him to do, amen. So, again, he showed us what we were to do. Praise the Lord. Now, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. He was baptized in the Holy Ghost, if you will. Praise God. And he went about doing good. Glory to God. He went about preaching and teaching the word of the Lord. Amen. He healed those that were sick. There are other scriptures that you can read. Praise God. We won't read them all right now. But Matthew's chapter 20, verses 22 and 23. And then Luke chapter 3. Verses 21 and 22, and then Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, and this, we know that scripture talking about when Jesus said, amen, that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, amen, we know that scripture and all of that, praise God, he knew what he had come to do, amen, he came to preach and teach, amen, bring deliverance and freedom and set the captives free, praise God, and of course, John chapter 1, 31, John chapter 1, verses 31 through 34, and then John chapter 3, verse 34, and finally Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. And beloved, we see in here, glory to God, where Jesus, and this is our pattern, praise God, if you want to know how you're to act, how you're to walk, amen, as a Christian, get in the Word of God, praise God, look in these Gospels and see how Jesus acted and walked and talked and what he did. He is our example, beloved. We follow him, praise the Lord. He is our Savior. He is our Lord, praise God. So we must be seated in the Word of God. Everything we do must come out of the Word, praise the Lord. Amen. Now, the baptism is a fulfillment of prophecy. Amen. You can go all the way back to Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 7. It says, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretcheth them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house." And we know that Jesus, everywhere he went, when there was those that were blind, that was sick, that was in captivity, bound by demons, Jesus set them free. He healed the people. Amen. He touched the people and he ministered to their lives. Glory to God. Praise God. Those that were, I'm reminded even of the woman with the issue of blood. She couldn't even get to him. She touched the very hem of his garment, because she said, "If I just touch his clothes, I'll be made whole." She stretched out her face. She said, "I've got to get to him, as close to him as I can," because she recognized that he had what she needed. And Jesus has what we need, beloved. He has it all. Praise God. And if those of you that are beginning ministry now, amen, you're just starting out and you're, you know, you may be nervous about one thing or another, praise the Lord, but know this, God has what you need, praise the Lord, he knows what you need, praise God, he knows what you stand in need of. We're insufficient in ourselves. None of us can do anything of ourselves, but with Jesus we can do all things, because he gives us strength, amen, he gives us the power, the anointing to do it. So when he has put something before us, commissioned us, if you will, to go forth and proclaim the word of the Lord, amen, we can do that. Praise God. Amen. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. I am about to step into another avenue of ministry just in a little bit. Praise God, and I thank God for it. I thank God for what he is doing. I thank God for the anointing, and I readily accept, amen, the anointing that's on my life. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The Lord, amen, anointed me as a young teenager with the prophetic mantle on my life. Praise God. And we did not fully walk in that until several years ago. It took a long time for us to get to where God wanted us to be. So it's not about titles, but once God places an anointing on your life, a mantle, if you will, beloved, it's imperative that you obey the Lord, amen, that you follow God and do what he's called you to do. Do not be afraid, amen, to step out, amen, to do the things that God has called you to do. Praise God. One thing about God and what he's doing now is he's fully restoring and has restored, I believe, and continuing to do so, apostolic ministry. So those of us in leadership that God has called to the fivefold, amen, it's for a reason. It's because God is restoring now. He's restoring the church of Acts, praise God. He is really doing such a quick work, amen, in this hour, amen. And as a prophet of God, praise God, a servant of God, as an evangelist, amen, walked in these avenues and continue to do so, amen. We do it because the Lord is the one that sets the seal of approval. He validates the works on our lives. Amen. And I just feel led to just share this with you because there may be someone that's struggling with really embracing the call of God on your life. And I encourage you to embrace where you are. Don't be afraid. Amen. If you are an apostle, amen, and you know that mantle's on your life, in order for you to walk that out fully, you have to embrace it. You have to really get in there and seek the face of God. Amen. It's not just about saying, oh, I'm this and I'm that. But, amen, it is about the anointing. And so when that mantle to be a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist, a prophet, or an apostle, amen, any of these anointings are on your life, amen, it's important that you embrace right where you are. Don't try to be something that you're not. Amen. But just allow the Lord to develop you. Allow him to make you and allow him to mold you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you'll see very soon, even with this broadcast, we will continue this broadcast, but I have to embrace the mantle of apostle because that's where God has placed me, and that's the mantle that's on me, and the prophetic anointing will remain. And this is the thing about God. God can use you in any facet that he desires, beloved. But it's important, amen, that you recognize where you are and where you're going, amen, and the work that he wants you to do. Praise God. And I just feel led to just go into this just a little bit. We're still talking about the baptism because, again, the Holy Ghost leads us and he guides us. Praise God. So we cannot be afraid, amen, of who we are, amen, and what God is doing. Embrace fully the ministry, amen, that's on your life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we will shy away. We want to say, well, no, I think maybe I missed it or this and that or people ain't going to accept me. And all these things will come to us, beloved, but you got to know who God is. Know who God is and you know who you are. Praise the Lord. Jesus knew who he was, and he knew what he was called to do. Praise God. An apostle is a sent one, one that's sent to do the work in the will of God. You may plant churches, amen. You may go in and you may help others. There are different facets of apostolic ministry. So don't block yourself in. Don't hem yourself in. Amen. Recognize where you are, where you're going. Praise the Lord and get the vision from God. Get the direction from him. Amen. Praise God. Many things are going to change, amen, in this hour. And so it's important that we as a people of God be in place where God wants us to be. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, going back, amen, praise the Lord, I want to read one other scripture, Matthew chapter 11, verses 2-6, amen, Matthew chapter 11, praise God. And we did not say at the onset, but you are always invited to call in, amen. We do have a call-in line, amen, 718-664-6664. 9578 if you would like to call in. Praise God, you're more than we welcome you to do that, to ask questions or just comment. Amen, or just be on the line with us. Amen. That's 718-664-9578. Amen. Praise God. Now, Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 through 6, it says, "Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto him, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." So Jesus just had to let John know what he was doing, amen, that the word of God had been fulfilled. Amen. John walked his walk out. He was the forerunner of Jesus. Amen. But and it's no telling what all John went through in his mind after he was put in prison. And then he began to hear what Jesus was doing. Jesus continued his work. Amen. He continued to, the anointing continued on. Amen. John came to preach a repentance. And he did his part up until the time that they, amen, put him in prison. Jesus picked right up and he kept right on going, amen, because they both had been commissioned by God, amen, Jesus as well. Praise the Lord. He knew what his Father sent him to do, that he was to be the Savior of the world, and he completed everything his Father wanted him to do. And, beloved, this is an example. We must do the same. Praise the Lord. Particularly those that are called to ministry. I don't care if it's psalmist, if you're a psalmist, if you're a musician, whatever facet of ministry God has anointed you to do, beloved, fulfill it. Do all that God has called. Amen. Everything. There are things in us God wants to bring out we don't even realize is there, but the Holy Spirit will bring them out. Amen. He will do it because he's faithful. He's faithful to his word. So, amen, he said, you know, blessed are those who are not offended in me. Praise God. And then if you go on and read further, Jesus began to talk about John. He gave a tribute to John, if you will. He was a prophet of God. Praise God. And the apostle and prophet walked very closely. Amen. Even in the Old Testament, you had kings, but you had prophets. Praise God. And then the evangelist is the one, praise God, that is a soul winner. The one that really sees those souls and can bring people in, praise God, has that anointing, praise God. And then you have the pastor who is a shepherd, praise God. And we look at a pastor as just being traditional, one that's over a flock, but you can have pastors within your congregation that will do certain things that shepherd, that tend to, praise God. That's what a shepherd is, a pastor is. So when you really begin to expand, beloved, even in your ministries apostolically, God will begin to set things up and set people in place properly, amen, to where all the fivefold can minister and be effective right in that body. And this is what God is doing. He's restoring, amen. And the teacher is the one that can expound the word, that can break that word down, and that can give you those definitions and really pull that out, praise God, and inspire you as well, or me, to dig in the word of God. So we need every facet of ministry in our works, in our ministries, praise God. Amen. So we have to just allow the Holy Ghost to develop the work, allow him to do it. And your work, your ministry may not be traditional. That's okay. You follow the plan that God gives you. Follow the Holy Ghost. Do what the Lord tells you to do. Praise God. Amen. One of the things that I've just recognized and seen in my own life is God often will send me to places or allow me to help other ministries and things, and that has always been my heart. And I did not realize that really is apostolic, because when you look at Paul, you look at Barnabas, amen, for example, Paul and Silas, they were missionaries, but they would go to places and they would help churches, they would establish works, and they would do the work. Amen. They were planters, if you will. Praise God. And leaders, praise God, as leaders, we're visionaries. Amen. And then we're responsible to make that vision go by the Holy Ghost, by the Lord, but we have to input it, if you will. I can't think of the right word I want to say right here, but amen. But when God gives you a vision, then he'll give you a plan. He'll give you how to complete the vision. Praise the Lord. And you must always know what the vision is. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost will inspire and encourage, and constantly he will be with you. Look in the book of Acts. When you read the book of Acts and you see all the things that they went through, the apostles really had, it was not easy for them. They suffered much. They went through a lot. They went through a lot of rejection. They went through a lot of suffering. They went through a lot of pain. But yet they had to complete the work that God gave them. And this is an hour where God is raising up men and women, amen, visionaries. I'm thinking of my own pastor, amen, and other ministers, other ministries that I'm thinking of right now, and the things that they've had to endure as a result of the mantles on their lives. And so even my husband and I, the mantles on our life, it's very heavy. It's a very heavy work, praise God. But we've been commissioned by God to do a work. I've been commissioned by God to do a work. Amen. And we're going to do the work that Jesus has set for us to do. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. So Jesus had to do this, and this is an example. Praise God. And this is part of what the Holy Ghost does. He will encourage, he will strengthen, amen, us to do the things that God has called us to do. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this teaching. We're going to continue talking about the baptism in the Holy Ghost, amen, and give you some more general facts about the Holy Ghost. And even we're going to talk about the disciples and when they were filled with the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God, and when the Spirit of God came upon them and what God told them and how they walked out their walks. Praise God. Amen. You can see this, all this in the Word. Amen. We do thank the Lord for the Word of God. We thank God for what he is doing, beloved. And we want you to stay encouraged. Amen. Continue to pray. Amen. We encouraged you on the last broadcast. Amen. If you received your prayer language to pray in the Holy Ghost, pray every day in the Spirit, because you'll be built up. Amen. The Holy Ghost comes to build us up. Amen. He comes to encourage and make us, praise God, and strengthen us. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, for everything that's been spoken. Father, I pray that you will keep your people encouraged today. Help us, God, to continue to pray in the Spirit, God. Help us, Lord God, to stay linked in with you, Father, and tuned to you, Father. If there's one now that's been born again and does not have the baptism, I pray that you will baptize them in the Holy Ghost. With the evidence of speaking in tongues, baptize, go down deep within us, Father. Refill us and refresh us, oh God, with your Holy Ghost and with your presence. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give you honor and we give you glory and we give you praise. For all things, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. We are located, amen, in Lawton, Oklahoma. And we do thank God for the work that he's doing. We thank God for the word. We want you to continue to listen. Amen. Praise God. You can visit our website, www.wopministries.org. Amen. For more information about our ministry, if you'd like to drop us an email, you can email me, amen, at ApostleDeborah@hotmail.com, or you can email me at Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. Amen. That's Deborah@WOPMinistries.org or ApostleDeborah@hotmail.com. Praise the Lord. Until we meet again, we pray the Lord will bless you and encourage you. Amen. Strengthen you and keep you in his mighty hand. Be encouraged, beloved, and know that God is with you. He loves you. Praise God. He has your best interest at heart. Amen. And he's watching over his word to perform it. Praise the Lord. We will be back again on tomorrow morning. Amen. For another broadcast. Amen. Set Free Live. We will continue our teaching on the person and work of the Holy Ghost. Until we meet again, God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless.